This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the changing focus on transportation.
It's a bigger piece of the pie that's necessary. The process in which we get to that, I think, is still somewhat under debate.
The 21st Century Missouri Transportation System Task Force held a hearing in Jefferson City last week. This week, the task force was in St. Louis. Co-chair Senator Dave Schatz of Sullivan says a tax increase is looking more like the only option to improve infrastructure funding in the Show Me State.
From the group of members that I spoke with, prefer a referendum going to the voters. When we ask a one-time ask of a larger ask, not asking for incremental increases over time, but fixing the need, looking out for possibly a 10-year window, trying to make a determination that's looking at somewhere 10-cent area as far as the increase in the motor fuel tax, maybe with an additional tax on diesel.
But this is not sitting well with everyone on the task force, including Senator Bill Eigel of Weldon Spring.
Most of the committee members probably know that I continue and have been a critic of raising anybody's taxes. I appreciate the comment that you've made here, but long as we're in an environment where the people of Missouri are already sending record amounts of revenue to Jefferson City, I will not support tax increases.
The 21st Century Missouri Transportation System Task Force will have a plan sent to the full Missouri General Assembly before the first of the year.
This reminds me of a Sesame Street question or riddle. One of these things is not like the other.
Transportation has spent several years out of the spotlight among Missouri lawmakers, but has started to make a return over the last two sessions. Take, for instance, House Bill 130, a new law that puts into place provisions relating to transportation network companies. Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur says when the measure was debated in the Missouri Senate earlier this year, a move was made to include rental car language in the legislation.
The sponsors of those different amendments claim that rental cars fit under the category of TNCs, and Senator Sylvie got up and sort of preempted me. I was going to call a point of order because I think that rental cars fall under a different category than taxicab services or other kinds of driver services.
She adds the final product turned out well.
Safe when they get into those vehicles and leave those vehicles. There's information about insurance and the variations between insurance for those individual Uber drivers versus taxi cabs, and trying to create a level playing field in terms of where these services will go to in our communities around the state that everybody has access.
Transportation and other items will be on the table once again very soon, as pre-filed legislation will be numbered for the next regular legislative session on December 1st. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.